And good morning, everybody. You are listening to the Mighty 690KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We're taking a break from open line right now as we're going to talk to Lisa King from the Coffeeville Regional Medical Center Foundation. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Well, it's good to see you this morning. And there are a few things that you guys did want to talk about today. And one of the first things we'll bring up is the Building Our Future Fund. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this is a new fund that we've established at the CRMC Foundation, and the purpose of this fund is to look towards our physical growth at the hospital. So we know that what our community needs might be changing, and the physical structure that we've been in for over 70 years has a lot of maintenance and overhead. So we're just kind of starting the process of what it will be to change that physical campus and what it might look like in the future. So the Building Our Future Fund has been established, and we hope to continue to grow that. This year, our Christmas shirts, the proceeds from our Christmas shirts are benefiting the Building Our Future Fund. And you will see us start to talk more and more about it in our end of year giving campaign. That was definitely a focus as we look towards being able to serve the community better.
All right. So again, the t-shirts the buying t-shirts, that goes to that fund, correct?
Yes. So the t-shirts go to that fund. And then I think you'll just start to see us work more towards building that fund and kind of just growing the awareness that we are going to need to change the campus and things will be looking different. But it's going to be a very long process that we kind of just start. You know that old adage about how do you eat an elephant?
Right.
One bite at a time. We're chewing on our first bite.
Or the longest trip starts with a single step.
Yes.
So there we go. So again, it'll be a long process, but again, definitely looking to transform that campus. And then coming up just next Thursday, that's coming up pretty quickly. You guys are participating in Match Day, correct?
Yes. So we are blessed that the Community Foundation has invited us to participate in Match Day. And what that means for those of you who haven't been through a Match Day is that the Coffeeville Area Community Foundation offers a Match Day on November 19th, and that is their day that they take gifts to endowed funds. So an endowed fund is kind of like a savings account. Basically, the principal always stays in the foundation, but each entity that has an endowed fund can get access to those earnings. So the hospital has an endowed fund with the Community Foundation. And if you would like to donate, endowed funds are great because they give you another arm of kind of planning for the future. So it's one of those things that it's put into the Community Foundation. It's invested with all of the other Community Foundation funds, and then we get the benefit of the earnings off of that. So the great thing about Match Day is that this year the Community Foundation has $40,000 that will be matched on donations. It's all based on percentage given that day. So it's kind of a nice little perk that if you decide to give a dollar to our endowed fund, then you will get a match on your dollar of something. We're not sure what until it's all settled in the wash, but
right.
You will get a match on that. And there's a couple of different things. So this year it does have a new location. It's located really close to here, right down the street at what used to be the former Community State Bank drive-through on 8th Street, like close to 8th and Beach. So you can drive through and drop off your donation. You can also give online at Give Match Grow. And as long as your check is postmarked in the mail, I believe on that November 19th, then that will count for the match as well. So lots of different ways that you can get involved in Match Day.
And with it not being able, you know, with COVID-19, not able to do it on the plaza like years past, that's actually a great location. Literally, it's literally a drive-through where you can drive through and drop off your check or whatever. And so, again, great place to do that at over there at on 8th Street, just down the street from here, like you said, not too far from here. Also coming up on December 1st, you guys are participating in Giving Tuesday.
Yes. So Giving Tuesday is a global day of generosity that takes place kind of around the world. There will be different organizations that participate in Giving Tuesday all over the U.S. and beyond. And what it is basically it's encouraging everyone to stop for a minute and think about sharing your time, your resources or your talents with someone else. So that could mean something as simple as helping someone carry their groceries to the car or making a phone call to an elderly neighbor that you know is kind of at home alone. Or it could be cutting a check to your favorite charity, whatever that looks like. But Giving Tuesday is on December 1st. And this year for Giving Tuesday, as you can very well think about, our healthcare staff has definitely had a year to remember. Mm-hmm. So we thought appropriate for Giving Tuesday would be that our campaign focused on them. And so 100% of the proceeds that we get on Giving Tuesday will be poured back into our staff. We are hopeful that we can raise enough funds. Several years back, the holiday meal that they got was cut from the budget. And so we are hoping to put that back in place. So that means basically that our associates will be able to have a meal with their families that will be based on the generosity of others. And I can't really think of a better way to say thank you. As someone who has had loved ones in the hospital this year, or maybe you've, been to the doctor for something, if you just want to say thank you to all of those people that are helping to keep us healthy and safe and well, this is a great opportunity for you to do that. So Giving Tuesday will be, you can donate online. We will have a text to give campaign. We've got some, we had flyers go out, we had a letter go out, and we'll do some stuff on site that day as well. So plan for December 1st for Giving Tuesday. And this is a great way too, that no matter your donation size, if you want to donate $5 or $50 or $5,000, all of it goes directly to the associates and all of it helps.
Yeah, so every little bit helps, that's for sure.
That's right.
Also, you guys have announced that there will be the Dr. and Mrs. Wilson Associate Education Fund.
Yeah, so if you're from Coffeyville or have been around here for a while, many people remember Dr. Wilson. He was here after a long career with the Army, and he came in to be the pathologist for the hospital. After that, he also was the coroner, and he also did a lot of different things for the community. But Dr. and Mary Wilson are two of the most philanthropic people that I know. I visited with Mary a little bit this fall, and she thought it would be a great idea for us to use the fund that was established when Dr. Wilson passed for educating our associates. And so we are transitioning that to work for our associates and also just inviting others. So what this does is it allows us to provide training and certification for any CRMC employee who is looking to basically learn more about their skill, learn more about their trade and what they do every day. So if they're looking at certification that's above and beyond what their job requires, then they're eligible to apply for this kind of scholarship within our foundation. So super excited about that. It really does celebrate what the Wilsons are all about and how much they love the community. So I'm glad to be able to share that with the community and get that started.
Absolutely. So that's a great, great education fund that is being put out there. And also coming up on December the 9th from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Will be the Tree of Hope.
Yeah, so our Tree of Hope is our event that celebrates our cancer center and our cancer patients. And so during the Tree of Hope ceremony in the past, we've had a tree lighting and had a cancer survivor do that. And it's just kind of a really nice, quiet ceremony. And we were trying to figure out how to do that this year. So we are going to have the Tree of Hope. It's on December 9th at 5 o'clock, and we'll light the tree at 5:30. It'll look a little different this year in that we will be outside. So cross your fingers for really good weather. Hoping for some of these mild 65 degree days.
That'd
on
be
that
great.
Day. Yeah, that would be great. Might not feel like Christmas, but we'll take it anyway.
Exactly.
But
at least for that one day.
Yeah, at least for that one day. If you look at the hospital from 4th Street, you'll see that there's a door over by the Jerry Marquette Radiation Oncology Center. And we are having an outdoor tree built for that space so that we can basically do some stuff outside. So more to come on that. But if you have a loved one who you would like to honor, or if you want to celebrate someone's memory, we sell angels for the Tree of Hope. And those are basically $5. It's not expensive, but you can put your angel on the tree, and we'll still do the tree in the cancer center so that people can see it and everything. We just don't want to gather all of our folks together in that tight space. So we're going to try and be outside for that event.
Absolutely. Get outside. That way you can kind of distance a little bit for sure. Well, Lisa, if anybody does have any more questions about what we've talked about today, or maybe questions about something else, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so I'm easy to find. If you come to the hospital, I am behind the gift shop on the main level, but you can also send me an email at foundation@crmcinc.org. You can give me a call at 252-1674, and you can reach out. Facebook, text me, however you want to reach out to me. But, you know, there's a lot going on. It's a busy time of year, and everything looks a little different this year, but we're still going to get it done.
Absolutely. And again, everybody's been doing a great job over there at CRNMC. I know the associates have been working long, hard hours just to kind of keep up with everything, because it's been a year, let's put it that way. So in fact, one of the things I've heard this week is like, this week has been the longest year ever. So I think it's been that way almost every week for those guys over there, and we appreciate all the hard work that they do over there and all the hard work that you're doing as well for the CRMC Foundation. And Lisa, we appreciate you coming in so much today, and we hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, that was Lisa King from the CRMC Foundation. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.